This is HPR episode 2710 entitled, YouTube Downloader for Channels. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 14 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a follow-up to HPR 2675, how you can download an entire YouTube channel for local playout.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, I'm doing a show in response to episode 2675, which you all know is YouTube Playlists, How to Solve a Problem with Following YouTube Channels by Ahuka, which was posted today as I'm recording, which is the 2nd of November. And this was a issue that Ahuka wanted to watch sequential shows. So if somebody's done a series, you wanted to watch them in order and start with the oldest one first, obviously, and then work your way through. This seems entirely logical to me, and so much so that I have wanted to do something very, very similar some time ago. And as you know, I have a 1.5 hour commute in and out of work. About an hour of that is in the train, and the rest is in the bus. So in the bus, I tend to listen to podcasts, and on the trains, I'm catching up on electronics and other hackery type stuff, YouTube channels. And that's a video, or that's a HPR episode for another time. So what I wanted to be able to do was do exactly what Ahuka has done and start at the first episode and work my way through a channel, ensuring that I've watched each and every episode in the order that they were released. And yes, that's very difficult to do on the website, but it's also I had the additional desire, and that was I wanted to download these episodes locally so I could play them locally. And once you start talking about downloading locally, then I could put them onto my phone, have them on the NAS, and then watch them on the main TV or on my laptop or wherever to be out in the back room, but also put them onto my phone and then watch them as I'm on the train going into work. So the answer to this is a bash script, surprise, 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 and the bash script is called YouTube-channel-watcher. And it basically, I claim no power for myself. This all comes from the tool YouTube DL, link in the show notes, which is an absolute excellent tool for doing everything with not only YouTube channels, but various different channels out there. If you just type YouTube DL and space and then the video ID of a YouTube video, it'll just download it for you. But there's so much more that it can do. So if you, for example, have a YouTube video and you want to download the entire channel, if you go to the website of said YouTube person, so I'm just going to pick somebody here at random, and let's go to YouTube, and then you click on the video that you are watching, and then you click on the username, and that, just copy that URL, so youtube.com/user/, it's either a complicated ID or it's a ID of you know, so biglive.com or something like that, and you will have that. Then you put that into a file called subscriptions.txt, and you make a list of your YouTube channels that you are subscribed to, and you add them to this file. So biglive.com, Julian Iglesias, I Like to Make Stuff, whatever whatever sort of channels that you want to listen to. And the idea of the script is basically to do something similar to what Bashpotter does, and that is to read the text file, find out the latest file that was downloaded, and then download anything since then. And how would you do that is a good question. So posted in the show notes will be a YouTube channel watcher script, which, just before I even go any further, I don't use this full time now. I use this tool to, when I find a new channel, I use this to download all the channel, all the videos up until that point, which I really don't need to when I explain the script to you, but it's convenient for me to do that. So I've actually switched to using something else that Dave Morris did a show about, and I'll talk to you about that in the next episode of this kind of mini-series. But first, to do what it is that Ahuka wanted to do, and that was download an entire channel and keep the channel up to date. So this basically looks for a subscription file. The first few parts is it's got a save path, it's got a subscription.txt, it's got younger than, so it will download files younger than and a particular date in ISO 8601 format, year, month, day, without the delimiters, and it sets the run date, so last time it was run, and it gives you a path to YouTube DL, which allows you to specify the YouTube DL version that comes with your application or your distribution. So DNF install YouTube-DL or apt-get space install space YouTube-DL. Now the issue with that is that I think either directly or indirectly YouTube tries to break this script, but it seems to break probably once or twice a year, and the solution to that is I just downloaded it directly from GitHub, and I have that in my source code directory, and then when it breaks I use the one in GitHub using YouTube-DL space dash capital U for update, and that will upgrade itself. And then you have the latest version, and that usually fixes it. If it breaks, then if it's still broken, I usually wait a day or two, run that again, and then everything's hunky-dory. So that's a good thing. So this entire series is based on YouTube DL. It is a fantastic, fantastic tool, and well done them. So the first thing this script does is it checks to see if there's a subscriptions, if I can find my subscription file. And if there is a last run, it looks for a tag called last run, which I just put at the top of the file. It just tells you when the thing was run. It's just for my own information. So the idea here is that I then cat the subscriptions file, removing all the comments, into a read loop. And in the read loop, I look for a delimited with a tab to see what the last run date was. So as this is the first time, there's going to be no last run date. But in this, in my particular example here, the last time this thing was run was 2 days ago. So the date 2018-10-30 is, 3 days ago actually, is tab delimited. So I've got the URL of the user bigcloud.com, tab 2018-10-30. And why that's important is it will look for videos that have been posted after that date. So essentially YouTube DL supports a function or a option called, it'll look at when the video was posted, and if it was posted you can specify show me all videos before this time, after this time, or between. Using the before and after date, you can get the between function. So what this one does is the very first time I want to run it, I want to run all the videos since YouTube was started and download them. But say for example you only wanted all the videos in 2018, you would put 2018-0101 as the younger than date. So that basically decides what the date is going to be. If the date is not found at the end of the URL line, then it'll use the default one, and if it is, it'll use that instead. So it'll then go on to find out what the channel is using the channel info, which is the URL, and it'll get the first part of that and basically say it'll start downloading it. And the command is YouTube DL, and then dash dash date after, and the date that we picked from before. Ignore errors, meaning that if it comes across a problem, a video is missing or something, it'll just skip. No M time, which is important because the post date may not necessarily be the date that they have on their servers. So quite often when I wrote the script first, the video files were completely out of date because the no M time was there. So what this does is it just writes the date based on file name for now. It does, the next option is dash dash restrict dash file names. So that gives you nice ASCII type file names. If there are extended characters that extend outside of that, they get normalized down to ASCII. Next option is dash dash format, which I have as MP4 because I found that to be the best generic option. You can specify other options there like best or whatever, but I don't bother doing that. So now this is the key part here, which is the option to save your file. And just as with K3B burn software or media players or whatever, you have various different options in which to save using various different attributes. So if you specify the dash O, which tells you the output location, and then I have a save path to where I want to save it. So I have slash percent and in brackets the word uploader, and then after the close of brackets is an S. So that that tells YouTube DL that it used the uploader name as the save directory, and that is going to be a safe URL. I'm not sure about that. Yes, I think it's going to be a safe URL. So it'll be bigclive_.com or something, or I like to make stuff will be I_like_to_make_stuff with all underscores. And then forward slash, and this is the key to getting them in sorted order. I use the parameter upload date, which is again in a percent, open bracket, upload date, close bracket, S, dash percent title, S, and then I use the use a diamond Unicode character to, and then the ID of the video dot and the extension, and then the final thing is the channel name, which is coming from the text file. So I don't think I'm really explaining this very well, but I suppose anybody listening to my shows will be well used to that. So basically, ignore the errors, don't write the M time, convert the file names, save it as MP3, save it into a directory using the uploader's name, so bigclive.com, and in that directory save the files with the upload date, so that'll be an ISO 8601 date, year, month, day, dash the title that they've given it, which will all be niceified, and then the diamond sign, all ground less than greater than, will give you the diamond key, or you can use any delimiter you want, it doesn't really matter, but I use that one because of YouTube's 64-bit type encoding. So, and then you get the extension. And that's pretty much it. And then after that's done, it goes through the subscriptions file and it looks for the channel name and it adds the last run date, which is today. So the run date of today at the end of the subscription file URL using the seg command, which we learned from Dave in his said series. I actually did copy and paste this from Dave's said series, surprise. So that then updates the URL in the subscription file so that at the end, the next time it runs, it'll look at that date and goes, hey ho, I already have this video, I don't need to download. So that will loop through all the script subscriptions, and then at the end, it'll update the first file, the last run command at the or comment at the very top of the file. So fairly simple. Examples in the show notes. It'll be very obvious to you what's going on when you look at that there. One thing about this is it's quite handy insofar as it will only download newer episodes. But the problem with it is it will go to somebody like the EEEV blog, and there are thousands of episodes. He's been going for several years now and releasing one episode a week. So it's 200 or 300 episodes. So every single time YouTube DL needs to go to each URL, find out what it is, check and see if it's newer, and then skip and go to the next one. Do the same thing. So this is why it's very slow and very slow to run. Ideal for if you want to download an entire channel in one go. But after that, it's probably best to use something else. And that will be the subject of my next episode. So tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.